You are now listening to the Shu'em Soul Experience.
Welcome to the Shu'em Soul Experience. My name is Stefan, I'm your host. And during the show, we would like to offer you a possibility to share in a very open and peaceful state. During the second part of the broadcast, I will perform a healing ritual for you at home, in which you can participate. And the only thing you have to do during that ritual is just to sit down or to lay down. Put headphones on, it's much easier to get to concentrate. And you will notice that this ritual is constructed in such a way that the more it comes to the end, the more peaceful you will become. And being peaceful, I think, is a very helpful and as a matter of fact, a necessity in this time frame we are right now. Because, we live in a very turbulent time and people lose their security outward and inward. And I think if you don't have a peaceful place within yourself, in which you can retreat all the time, you will get swept away by the waves of the events and the feelings. And this whole thing is based on a very simple idea. If you look at life, if you look at this moment, for instance, you can notice that you just are. In this moment you just exist. And this existence is, as a matter of fact, is very open. It's very quiet. And within this being, so to speak, everything arises. Look right now, in this moment, you just are, and thoughts arise, feelings arise, everything just pops up within your perception. It's not that you're making thoughts. No, just look. They pop up in you. And one of the things that you might notice is that all these thoughts and all these inner images, etc., try to pull you along. Just watch now. Then you can observe within yourself right now that you just are. A thought comes within you and it tries to pull you within their story. And then their story becomes your story. If you just think about, for instance, anger. If you have an angry feeling which arises within your consciousness or an angry thought, and you, with your attention, you get involved within this thought, all of a sudden, something very strange happens. First you are, and then something arises within you, and then you get into that with your attention, and then you become that. You become angry. So you could say your identity shifts from being into becoming. If you would pay attention, you would see that this is happening all of the time. All of the time our attention gets sucked within thoughts, feelings, opinions, rationalizations, all these things inside. And if you would watch, you would see very, very clearly that all these thoughts tell you all the time what everything is in respect to you. They tell you, this is good, this is bad, this is such, this is so. They define your reality, so to speak. And for reaching higher states of consciousness, which means transpersonal, your opinion about something is completely irrelevant because that's personal. Transpersonal means beyond your personal opinion or experience. So to reach these things and to be open to more open states, you have to get a little bit out of the way because your perception is filled with you all the time, with your thoughts, your opinions, your things. So you only watch yourself all the time. And you can see this back in all serious traditions. What they try to learn you is to shift your attention from the content of your consciousness to the space in which all these things arise, which is being right now. And you are right now, you know. That's the funny thing. I've been, you know, healing for 25 years. I've been teaching these things for ages. And I just found out that, you know, everything, really, all these higher states and all these special things and harmony, etc., everything is here right now. But we are too obsessed with ourselves. And I think that's the main problem for, yeah, for individual life, also for society or whatever, you know, on a larger scale, but mainly for your own life. And it's funny because, you know, your life passes on day by day, year by year, as you might have noticed. And so much of our attention is divided all the time. You know, we used to live in the woods, and you saw people walking in the woods, and they came for a walk and to enjoy the woods. And if you would really observe them, you would notice that maybe 30% of their attention was aware of the woods. 70% of their attention was only aware of their chatter, either with their friend next to them or their internal chatter. And that's funny because you can observe this in yourself. No matter what you do, there's always this diversion of attention. And in order to be effective and in order to be in harmony, I think your attention should be where you actually are, because right now you are where you are. And if you look at your thoughts, you know, your thoughts lead you to tomorrow, they lead you to Spain, to Italy, to your neighbor, to anywhere but here. And the fact is, you are here. So I think what we teach a lot in trainings is to bring your attention to where you actually are, which makes you much more effective. Because if you look, for instance, in this moment, you know, there's a good chance that you're, for instance, you're standing at your sink doing the dishes, and meanwhile you're dreaming, which is a quality of feeling, about your being on holiday, and you have thoughts about something entirely different. And in the meanwhile, you also want something very different, which means all your attention is divided. Your attention is not in what you're doing. So what we try to do in our trainings and also in these broadcasts is to bring all this attention back into one focal point, so that all your attention is in one place, because your attention is not diverted. And these rituals we offer during these broadcasts are very helpful by getting your attention away from all these things that all these internal chatter, all these internal pictures, all this opinion, all these things, and pull your attention into this wide open space, which is being, which is what is, you know, what is what you are, which you are right now in this moment. But you cannot see it because your attention gets grabbed all the time by the things which appear to you.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.
Just to give you another example, you know, if you imagine life as a wheel and the wheel turns all the time. Now, if you look at the wheel, you can clearly see that the axis is not moving. The axis is completely in, you know, standing still. It's not moving, and the wheel is turning. So I think, you know, when it's very busy inside of you, you shifted your attention from the axis or your identity from the axis to what's happening in life. And then you go around with life and you go like, ooh. And when your identity gets really, so to speak, attached in some part of the wheel, you get this bump in your wheel and you know, your ride through life becomes very, bumpy, you know. And what we try to do in healing, in bigger part, or in bigger sense, and also in visual sense, is to grab your attention, to bring your attention back in the axis, because that's what you actually are. You know, that's just being as being. And when your identity is more within being, you will notice that the wheel will not have so much bumps, just because, you know, the your identity is in the mid. And I think that's, it's very important, because right now there's so much happening in the external world, in the internal world. And if you don't have that place, you live from the bump, so to speak, I think this will be very a rough ride. So that's what we intend to do with these rituals, is offer people a possibility. Once a week you can tune in and, listen for, I think it takes about half an hour, the ritual. And you get pulled into this quiet place. And if you do that regularly, you will notice that your life in general will become much more balanced. I don't say nothing happens, but you will be more in a balanced position, so you can deal better with the things. Because life is life, you cannot contact life. All the time we want, life to be different, but obviously life is not going to change because we want it. So I think it's much more helpful if you're in a position that you can, accept life the way it is, without, making an internal fuss out of it, and then you can deal much better with it. Because if you have a difficulty in your life, say you lost your job, which of course is a big difficulty in life right now. What you should do, as a matter of fact, is give your attention to a practical solution as much as you can. Not make it an internal problem, because that's all these psychological, all these psychological fields which give you a very bad feeling. And which is eating your attention. And instead of putting your attention in a problem, you might as well put it into trying to find a solution. I don't say that's easy, but it's just a more practical way of making use of your life circumstances, however they are. You cannot always conduct your life circumstances, so I think it's important to find a way in which you can deal with your life circumstances, no matter how they are. Because good times will come, bad times will come, it's called life. And we always want the sunny part, of course, but still these bad times or harder times come too. And I think it's very beneficial if you have this sort of stable point within yourself. Otherwise you get swept away by all these waves of anxiety and fear and problems and troubles and which again I say, I don't say you won't have any difficulties, but you will deal with them in a different way, in a more effective way. That's what this does. What's funny, if you look at life, you can clearly see that everything in life is trying to get your attention. And that's why you have in the outward life, you have sport cars, interesting glasses, mini skirts, makeup, fashion, interesting little fashionable machines like iPads, whatever. It's all meant to grab your attention. If you look at the inside of you, you can see that all your thoughts and all your feelings and all your opinions, they tumble over each other just to grab your attention. Just look now. And I think, if you look at it in that way, that everything is in life is shouting for your attention, is begging for your attention. I just thought, attention must be very valuable stuff then. If everything, everybody, and everything internal wants my attention, that must be very, valuable stuff. And it's funny, because if you look from attention point of view, attention is, it's the same as life. Because look right now, what you give attention unfolds within your perception, right now, all the time, What you give attention comes to life. So attention is life. That's why everything and everybody wants your attention. And that's why I think it's vital that you get some sort of hold on this mechanism, because otherwise, you know, all your life energy just flows out of you. You know, what you learn in this sort of magical training is to get hold of your attention, to get hold of your life energy. Because you could say to reach a higher state, you need more life energy, you need more energy in order to reach a higher state than a normal state. It's like if you want to kick the ball higher, you have to kick harder, so you need more energy. And I think everybody has plenty of energy to reach any state at all. But like now, it's like all our life energy, you know, just drips out of us. We are like these pots full with holes, you know, you use to drain vegetables or whatever, drain or strain, I don't know how you call them. And all our life energy, you know, just drips out of it with a thought to the right and an opinion to the left and a feeling such and a blah blah. So all your life energy, which is attention, just sips out of you, drips out of you. And what you learn in magical training is to behold this energy within this pot. And you collect this energy within this pot. You don't allow it to run away. So it becomes more. You get more, you have more energy than somebody else, because everybody is spilling it. And the more you have, the more powerful you become. And when you have all this energy saved up within your pot, and somebody comes for a healing, you push all this energy out of one hole instead of out of, you let it drip out of 100 holes, you put all this collected energy out of one hole. And the whole healing, for instance, when the client is coming. So you get a very powerful healing. And so you first need to behold the energy. So to reach a higher state, you know, you don't have to do anything at all. Just stop wasting your energy. Stop wasting your attention. As I said, you know, it must be very valuable stuff. You can shape life with it. Literally. What you give life, or what you give attention, comes to life within you. So if you see how unconsciously, yeah, or unconscious we treat this whole matter, and how we pay not attention to what our attention is doing, because right now we are the slave from everything that appears to us, you know, everything. If you get an angry thing, you go, we are angry. If you get this, we are dead. So we are the slave from what arises within us. And as a matter of fact, we are the boss, because it's our attention. Everything is begging for our attention, and everything is screaming that loud that we forget we are the boss. We get so involved in everything that's happening, we forget that we just are, and we are this, you could say, conductor of this life force called attention, which we right now are spilling on, yeah, well, pretty nonsensical thoughts, isn't it, all the time. So I think that's a very big waste, because, as I said, you know, your life is running right now, and then it's passing away, and, you know, otherwise you're here and you're thinking about what you're going to do tomorrow, and when you're doing that tomorrow, you're thinking back about today, and meanwhile your life passes on, so you miss all the fun. So that's why we strongly advise people to, you know, learn to behold your energy. Don't go with anything that arises within you. It won't make you happy. Look, it brings you in turmoil, it brings you in pain, in agony, in anxiety, in anger, which creates all sort of new circumstances, of course. Idea from which we work. Within these rituals, we try to get you a little bit less involved within this internal turmoil and bring your attention to this peace which you actually are. You are that peace. It's not something you can obtain, it's something that you are. But by being so busy, you forget. So that's more or less the idea of what we try to offer to you, which we consider very helpful, and I hope you do too. So what I advise to you for participating is, as I said before, we strongly advise to put on headphones, because, you know, you just, you know, lock out a little bit of the noises from your living environment, for instance your kids, the TV from the neighbors, whatever, and it makes you more focused on what you're actually doing, which is working with attention. And I advise you to close your eyes, because it's an internal experience. When you're meanwhile browsing or something, your attention is more divided, which will make the, in general, will make the experience, of course, less intense, because you're doing other things. What I strongly recommend is don't listen to the ritual when you're driving a car, because you know, the ritual will be a sort of musical thing. It's not music, because I'm not a musician at all, but you might get into a slight or light trance state, and well, I don't think that's beneficial when you're driving a car. So what we recommend is, you know, listen and try to get your attention to the actual listening and to the participating, and just sit down or lay down. Don't expect anything in particular. Now, something might happen, but just don't expect anything. Just sit down. You don't have to experience something specific. Just lay down, don't think about it. And just let the ritual carry you to this peaceful place within yourself. And it's not a sound healing. The sound, as I said, I'm not a musician. It's not music, although I will make sound. But for instance, I will be drumming. What you hear on the drum that's interesting is, you know, this work is like riding the wave. What you hear on the drum is an expression of what's happening, you know, to during the ritual in that specific moment. And at the meantime, it's leading the energy. So it's like riding the wave. It's also when you're doing surfing, you know, you have to participate with the wave. You know, you have to anticipate with the wave. And meanwhile, you know, you have to direct and to steer. Well, this is exactly the same. And you will notice that, as I said, the ritual, there will be parts that I will be making sound or music, however you want to call it. And there will be silent parts. And it's a good concept for radio is, you know, to broadcast silence. So it will be parts with sound, a short silence, another part with sound. It ends with a bell, so you know, the ritual ends with a bell, so you know when it's finished. And that will also be the end of the show. And you don't have to do anything at all. Just close your eyes, you know, and let the ritual take you to that peaceful place within yourself. And what I strongly recommend is, at the end of the ritual, in case you are peaceful, give attention to that feeling of peace. Yeah. Then that peace will stay with you. Because what you give attention unfolds within your perception, and by that becomes your life. So that's my wish for you. Okay. Enjoy it, and see you next week.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M. Shu'em Soul Experience. Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shu'em, S-H-U-E-M.